With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden Monday announced a new plan to knock out unpaid student loan interest for millions of borrowers, including about 25 million people who owe more in interest than their initial loans were worth.
This relief can be life-changing, life-changing, just as you heard from Ashley. Folks, I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans, and it's only in the interest of America that we do it. And again, it's for the good of our economy that's growing stronger and stronger, and it is.
Mr. Biden unveiled the proposal at the Madison Area Technical College during a second visit to the Badger State in less than a month. New York appeals court judge rejected former President Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he fights to move the case out of Democrat-heavy Manhattan. Monday's decision comes a week before jury selection is set to start. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Johnson feeling the heat as he decides if and how to funnel more aid to Ukraine.
Johnson has promised lawmakers will take up Ukraine aid first thing this week as they return from their Easter recess. The White House asking for some $92 billion in aid, the lion's share for Ukraine and money also for Israel and defense of U.S. interests in the Indo-Pacific. But some conservative Republicans, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, opposed tens of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine while little has been done to secure the U.S. southern border. Bob Agnew reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon told investors he continues to expect the U.S. economy to be resilient and grow this year. But he worries geopolitical events, including war in Ukraine and the Israeli-Gaza war, as well as U.S. political polarization, might be creating an environment that, quote, may very well be creating risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. This is SRN News. Legal news in the entertainment industry. The agreement has been reached to a 60-day timeout in the case of Disney v. Florida.
As part of a settlement deal that Disney reached with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in state court, the theme park will put a two-month pause on its federal suit. Disney's request last Friday to the federal appellate court was motivated by last month's settlement deal involving two Florida lawsuits between Disney and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. After DeSantis took over the theme park's governing board, the company and the district began fighting in state court over how Disney World would develop in the future. Disney has since agreed to pause the federal lawsuit, which is being appealed. The district provides municipal services. It was controlled by Disney supporters for close to 50 years until DeSantis's appointees took it over last year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And you can check out more details by logging on to SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.